Proclamation number 6682. Dated the November 1st, 1956. Contact with the spiritual kingdom. All requirements have to be in place if you want to enter into a blessed contact with the spiritual realm. If you want to achieve spiritual benefits and in accordance with my will work in cooperation with the beings of light in the spiritual kingdom, which concerns the redemption of still immature souls. Any contact that you establish with the beyond without these conditions is dangerous for you as well as the still immature souls. As long as a person is earthly minded, he will have little desire to make spiritual contact. But if he goes ahead anyway, he will only be motivated by earthly questions in the hope of receiving an answer. The will to enter into contact with the kingdom of the beyond also allows the beings of the beyond to access him, for he opens himself, irrespective of whether he does so mentally or by using earthly help through attending spiritualistic meetings or accepting advice from mediums. But he will not gain any benefit at all from such contact. It is, in fact, a great danger to him which he cannot be warned of often enough. For the evil spirits now pushing close to him would terrify you if you could see it with your own eyes. And these demons take hold of the human being, they answer his questions, yet only in relation to the state of darkness, and they aim to tie him ever more to matter, to which they are still just as stuck as they were on earth. Beware of such contacts. For they will pull you down even if you thereby attain the belief in the soul's continuation of life after death, because these spirits will not encourage you to work at improving your soul, and in view of the fact that they frequently contradict themselves, you can also easily recognize that you are dealing with evil spirits. The first requirement for a beneficial communication with the spiritual world is a strong desire for truth, the inner urge to accept the truth from knowledgeable beings, but only knowledge of a spiritual content. Thus the beings responding to their call should not be asked any earthly questions whatsoever. This kind of communication with the spiritual world can result in many blessings, even if it at first takes place with earthly help or through a medium, for it will soon lead for sure to a purely spiritual contact, which I commend to all of you, because then you will have entered the protected path of being constantly led and educated by me through my spirit, for every being of light teaching you on my behalf will also inform you of how you will be able to attain perfection. Your will, your state of maturity, your degree of love is always decisive as soon as you establish a connection with the spiritual world, for accordingly the same beings will approach you. And since you humans are still afflicted by weaknesses, you will also have to fear the appearance of such beings and therefore commend yourselves to me and appeal for my protection from them in advance. And this appeal will always be the best protection. For anyone who establishes this connection with me can always be assured that it will never be detrimental to him. However, the questions which motivate people to seek contact with the spiritual world are rarely of a spiritual nature. The curiosity to explore what happens in this kingdom, personal relationships with the deceased and desired advice are far more often the cause. And although they will not experience any direct damage to their souls, yet neither will they derive any benefit, for the results satisfy the senses more than the soul. The spiritual world is constantly in contact with the earth and its inhabitants, and it will do its utmost to uphold or expand every sincere contact. And for that reason I will bless everyone who starts such a sincere bond which makes it possible to influence people and many souls in the beyond in the most positive sense. But I will also admonish people to exercise greatest caution if they just want to gain an insight into regions which are still closed to them. For they can easily become controlled by forces from which they will only be able to detach themselves with great difficulty, whereas truth-desiring and sincerely striving people may enter this bridge without qualms, for they will be met by true messengers which will offer them protection and delight that is beneficial for them. Amen.